you know, to get the lead. And what I liked about it is we kept on coming after that. It's not like we sat back. We continued to play the game and go after them.
Jake Jackson got the next goal for the Huskies to give a two-goal cushion.
Sent up by Hannah, picked up by L'Esperance. L'Esperance trying to make a move to the front of the goal. Got it there! It's right there!
It looks like Pulowski almost tapped it back to Jackson on that play as after L'Esperance brought her, did a nice job to bring that in.
Well, he did. Joel did a real nice job driving in and, you know, fought a guy off and made a nice play. And I'm not sure Pulowski, you know, was just trying to block the pass from coming across the crease, and it might have bumped out to Jake. But the puck was sitting there. And what I like, Jake came off the bench and went right to the hard ice and, you know, in that area where you need to go. You need to go to find some rebounds and pick up some garbage. And whether you call it a garbage goal or not, you know, that's a good old hockey term, Dirk. You know that. I'm sure you're a garbage goal scorer.
Yeah,
but
thank
anyway,
you, yes.
But he got to that hard ice, and they had guys there, but they really didn't pick him up because he was coming in late. He wasn't standing there. And a lot of times when you're positioned there, it's easy for someone to identify you and where you are and pick you up. But he came in to that area, skated in, and guys had their backs watching the puck and Joel and Jake just beat him to the spot, and the puck was right there, and easy goal. You know, 3 minutes after we get the lead, we come back and get another one. And like I said, that's what I like. We just kept after it.
Absolutely. And then Gavin Gould got his first of the weekend, too, to make it a 4-1 lead for Michigan Tech.
Misfired pass by Ock. Good idea. It was there, but hit him in the skate, made it difficult for L'Esperance. 7 seconds left. We're halfway through the third period. Pass up for Gould. Gould coming in on a partial break, makes a move, score! Gavin Gould with a great top shelf goal of the Huskies. They get 4-1.
Well, Mark Ock with that pass, and he just finds ways to do that, doesn't he?
Well, he does, and Mark can see the ice. He's one of those players who, you know, he's got that gift, you know, and you can just have that poise and patience, but he's got the vision. And that's something hard to teach people is that vision. You know, sometimes you either have it or you don't. And a great pass, but good for Gavin. You can see what a goal scorer is. That's a goal scorer's goal. You know, get a little bit of room, but he just changes his angle a little bit too and cuts across and takes a great shot. That's a big-time goal, you know. And we kid him all the time because we have him on the power play, and he can't really shoot it very hard. But, you don't have to shoot it that hard. It's where you put it. And what I liked about, you know, in the first 10 minutes of third period, we had 3 goals.
Yeah.
You know, we came out to play in the third period was an important period. Could have been the weekend, that period. You're going into the first game, the third period of the first game tied. And, you know, we all know if you get behind the eight ball in that first game is so important in a short 3-game series. And to come out in that first 10 minutes and put 3 up on them against a pretty darn good defensive team. And Pulowski has been playing very well. I thought that was very important for our team, not only for that night, but just set the tone for the weekend.
And Angus Redmond gets his, I believe, his 4th assist in his freshman year.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you make good plays, and sometimes you just make a save and get an assist. But Pulowski got one, too, on Sunday night, last night. So, but good for Angus. Yeah, it's scary. You know, he got more points than a couple of other guys on the team. That can be a little embarrassing, but good for Angus, and we can't forget about him and how well he played.
Dane Burke said that he heard somebody yelling to him, shoot it down, and he did. He hit a stick on the way down, and probably would have went wide if it didn't hit the stick.
Play inside the Michigan Tech zone. The Huskies knock it out again. This one might get there. This one might get there, and score!
So we went 5-1, coach, in that game, and you know, we outshoot them 27-23, which it was a really good game, and you know, just to come out with a 5-1 win after such a tight game up to that third period was
pretty
cool.
Well, no question, and like I said, that was one of the most important periods we've played this year. Was that third period against a real good hockey team, and you know. I liked our game. I liked you know, our bench. I liked everybody on the team. It's pretty hard to go around the locker room after a game like that and find anyone who had a poor game. So very, very happy with the team. Obviously, the win was huge. You know, right from Angus out, I thought we were ready to play, and we did a good job in taking that first game. And you just knew, though, you just knew that that we were going to get a little pushback the next night. But I liked their game, and you know, I thought it was a good strategy by Coach Hastings to pull their goalie with, you know, a lot of time left. You know, at this time of year, you have nothing to lose. So, you know, and they had some good looks on that, too. And we were lucky that one hit the post. I think one, you know, a slot goes over the net, and then we get the shorthanded goal. You make it 4-2 at that time. There's a lot of, you know, 4 minutes left in the game. But that was a huge goal by Dane, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and we got lucky on that goal.
You go to Saturday night's game, Coach. We have a good crowd, 2,600 people there. No scoring in the first period. Even more tight checking between the two teams, as you expected. We go to the second period, and they do get the goal.
Here's Bergstrom for the point, backhands it down. Play inside the Maverick end, no score. Long lead pass attended for Knutson. He gets it at the line. He's onside. He is in. He shoots. Scores. And I'm sure they'll look at this one. They say he was onside, and it did appear that he did have the line. But what a pass from down low, and Knutson called for it right from down at the blue line. And he beat Redmond top shelf, glove side, and it's 1-0 Minnesota State.
Very similar to the Gould goal, the way Clint Lewis shot that pass up there for Zeb.
Yeah, and we got caught on a little bit of a poor change there, and they got in behind us, and you know, we had a couple other changes in that second period that we've got to clean that up. You know, a couple times both defensemen come at the same time, and you know, their benches, it's a tough change in the second period for both ways, and their bench is a long way across the ice, so you get caught changing. And you know, good shot, good heads up play by their team, and he's a goal scorer. Knutson can score, and you can't leave him alone too often, else he's going to make you pay for it, and he did.
Lowest shot total for us all year, 15 shots.
Well, I give Minnesota State a ton of credit. I mean, we were ready to play, but not as ready as they were. And you could see that right from the get-go. They were just a step quicker. We were in that mode where we were reacting to the play and not anticipating. And when you do that, you look slow and you look a step behind. And I thought we were a step behind most of the night. And it's like sports. There's just not a switch there you can just flick on and you're ready to go. There's so much involved in the preparation and making sure that you have the energy and you have the, you know, just the motivation and the passion and you're ready to go. You just can't show up to the rink and expect things to happen. And not that we were, but they were just a little bit better than us and a little bit more ready and a little bit more hungrier than we were on that night. And it showed. And they made it difficult. It was a much more physical game than it was Friday night.
Well, Jake Lucchini took some big hits.
Oh, he took some big hits. There were big hits all over the place. And we gave some, too. The thing I like about it, though, is we didn't give them much either, Dirk. You know, and that was one of the keys all weekend. When you limit a team like Minnesota State to 3 goals in 3 games, that is a job well done, and it not only starts, you know, with the goalie, but our defense and our forwards helping out too. But that was huge all weekend. But tough game Saturday night, you know. And but like I said, what I liked about it is we kept in there, that we were only a shot away, you know. And here we are. We want to try to get off to a good start in the third period. Now we're 5-on-3. I thought our penalty killers also did an excellent job all weekend. I think we only gave up the one power play goal, and that happened to be the one that we'll talk about on yesterday that was just sort of a fluke. But penalty kills did a great job. And then we take another penalty after we killed the 5-on-3 in the third period. So the first 6 minutes, we really didn't get a chance to get involved in the game on Saturday night when we're playing from behind. And we finally did, and we just couldn't get that equalizer. And a lot of credit for them. They played an excellent road game, and they played like a team that their season was on the line. If they didn't win, they were done, and you could see that.
Right, and you talk about that early third period too, and not only do you have guys that are sitting during the intermission,
right.
getting cold, and then they have to sit longer because of that. The special teams.
And a few guys commented, made comments that day about their legs. They just didn't feel like they had their legs, and you know, part of that is how much ice you get or sitting there for a while. But it's too bad because we had the biggest crowd of the weekend was there on Saturday, and I just want to acknowledge a couple people that you know. Came forward and helped reduce some of the cost of tickets so the youth could get in. I mean, we had Dr. Gary Krasicki donated 30 free tickets to the youth, and Dr. Pat Joyce, used to be our athletic department rep here. He came forward and helped donate, as well as Todd Van Kleck, at